at a vigil one day after a Tatiana Jefferson was killed by a white police officer. Community advocates raged. They said Fort Worth black residents don't feel safe with the city's predominantly white police department. Deborah Peoples leads the Tarrant County Democratic Party.
When officers come in our communities, they come in combat mode. We don't have a chance.
Yes!
This is not a training issue with the Fort Worth Police Department. This is a cultural issue.
Since the October shooting, there have been calls to hire more officers of color. The city is only 40% white, but nearly two-thirds of Fort Worth police officers are white. Corey Sessions sat on the city's task force on race and culture, which looked at the issue.
If you don't have a police force that is representative or looks like your city, you run into issues, culture issues, biases.
Sessions says he often sees bias and stereotypes and a general lack of understanding overshadow police interactions.
We all have prejudices. We all have these preconceived ideas. But as an officer, and these are life and death situations that can turn on an instant, you got to be careful.
Over the last decade, the police force has grown more diverse, from nearly 70% white in 2010 to 65% now. But blacks, Latinos, and Asians are still significantly underrepresented, and less than 13% of Fort Worth police are women. Nelson Lim says numbers like these are unsurprising.
It is extremely common. I mean, unfortunately, it is extremely common across the whole country.
Lim studies recruitment at the RAND Corporation and has worked with police departments to increase officer diversity.
It's not necessarily that it's all about racism, you know, discrimination, but it's more subtle, it's more nuanced.
There are two common barriers, Lim says. The first, propensity. Who actually wants to become a police officer? Many young people of color are reluctant to pursue a policing career, he says, and may hold police officers in less esteem.
So if the minority youth and minority populations has lower propensity to serve as a police officer, then you already start behind.
For those who do apply, Lim says the vetting process can disproportionately sideline people of color and women. Entry tests may be written in a way that offers white people an advantage. More women fail physical tests than men. And background checks can disadvantage people who grow up in communities that are more heavily policed. Assistant City Manager Jay Chapa oversees the 1,600-member Fort Worth Police Department.
We're trying to make changes to improve the situation when it comes to having the police department reflect the community.
The city's reviewing its vetting process to eliminate bias. On top of that, it's targeting police recruitment efforts to reach more people of color. There's a volunteer boot camp to help women train for the physical test. And the city's reinstating a paid police cadet program to introduce high school and community college students to law enforcement careers. But Chapa says a strong economy means some well-qualified candidates aren't applying to be cops because there's better pay and easier work outside of policing. And Fort Worth's not alone in focusing on diversity.
Minority and women candidates are at a premium, and every city's after them. So there's competition when it comes to that.
Still, improving officer diversity isn't a panacea. It can help build trust, research shows, but policing experts say cities should also focus on the culture within police departments and build stronger relationships with marginalized communities. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.